Hi, my name is Shanine for the Nerd of Godcast, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. I don't know about you, but life has been incredibly exhausting lately. With all of the things going on, even the regular stuff has felt a little heavier than usual. It's hard to feel joyful or hopeful about anything. It's a struggle to keep moving forward. The world gives us a lot of messages about finding our motivation and our inner strength. Just like Dory in Finding Nemo, we're told to just keep swimming. Now that's a super cute mantra for a fish, and a simple to the point mantra for a fish with short-term memory loss. I know I've even used this as a motivational quote before, but is this actually a good motto for life? Just keep swimming seems like good encouragement. Don't quit, keep trying, keep moving forward. But what happens when you're too tired to keep swimming? What happens when you can barely even keep afloat? What happens when you're surrounded by bloodthirsty sharks? Or when you come up against an uncaring school of fish that is perfectly fine with leaving you behind? What happens when you get caught by a current and end up somewhere you didn't intend? What if you get lost and you don't know where to keep swimming to? Just keep swimming isn't necessarily bad advice, but it's not helpful when you've reached the limit of how far you can swim. We often forget about rest. Being busy, being productive, moving forward, those things are seen as worthier pursuits. But rest? Only when absolutely necessary, and rarely is it absolutely necessary. But I've been seeing the importance of rest in my own life lately. And not simply taking a break from work, but really resting. I've been working on breathing, and taking those few seconds to breathe has been teaching me a lot. Rest doesn't have to be a 2-week-long unplugged vacation, and rest doesn't need to be relegated to one day a week, though that day of rest is important. Rest can happen at any time, any place, and it's important to find rest throughout the week. When I get too caught up in my work, or whatever it is I'm being too busy with, I sometimes forget to breathe. Stepping away and taking a few seconds to really breathe is so calming and restorative, a little pocket of rest in my day. I just need to give myself the space to breathe. I often also forget that I need to breathe spiritually. Same thing goes here. While dedicating a whole day to spending time with God is good and important, it's just as important to keep breathing throughout the week. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus doesn't tell us to just keep swimming when we're tired. He says we can come to him with whatever burdens we've been carrying, and he will give us rest. He will give us a moment to breathe him in, to be filled with his grace and peace and rest. So whether you have 5 hours or 5 seconds to just take a breath with God today, do it. And then just keep breathing. That's all the time we have for today. Find the Nerd of Godcast on all the social medias and come hang out with us on Facebook in the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.